It's time for your PNW Ag Network Focus on Fruit, a chance to get the latest tree fruit news from industry experts across the Northwest.
Joined again by John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association. John, since we've got a year under the belt, all of 2025, or at least most of 2025, we saw tariffs, trade war. What sort of impact did that have on the tree fruit industry?
It's always hard to isolate tariff effects from other market changes and crop size changes. It did have an effect, we know anecdotally from talking to those who are selling fruit into those foreign markets, less the tariffs themselves than the uncertainty through the course of this year about what the tariff rates would be. There would be announcements that were then renegotiated or suspended, and retaliations that were proposed but then not implemented. So when you have a product that for a lot of export markets goes onto a container ship bound for another continent and can take weeks to arrive, daily changes in announcements of what tariff rates will be can slow down activity. Those customers overseas will go to a supplier with more certainty about what their financial exposure might look like, rather than say, well, I'll commit to buying the product and I'll figure out what the tariff rate is when it arrives. So those kinds of uncertainties did create a headwind in the market, as did in some markets, frustration with U.S. products in general. Some consumers in foreign markets were unhappy with the disputes with the U.S. government, and so maybe were choosing to buy product from other countries in those local markets. That consumer sentiment has dimmed somewhat, and so the market has stabilized a bit, I think, and that's helpful. But through the course of 2025, it did create some uncertainty that was not helpful when you were trying to move a good-sized apple and cherry crop.
For the latest tree fruit news around, visit pnwag.net and click on our tree fruit tab.